I want to talk to you about a specific, you know, human rights situation in parts of Africa and including in your own country. You yourself gained worldwide attention a few years ago when you said there was, quote, no room for homosexuality in Kenyan society. I want to know whether you still stand by that.
We have Kenyan law. We have Kenyan constitution. We have our tradition. We have our customs. We will continue to respect other people's customs as they respect our customs and our tradition. I am very clear. I am very clear that we respect everybody and what they believe in, but we also have what we believe in, and we expect to be respected for what we believe in.
So before I ask you to flesh that out and what exactly does it mean, I want to play you what President Kenyatta said to me about this issue.
I will not engage in a subject that is of no... It is not of any major importance to the people and the Republic of Kenya. This is not an issue, as you would want to put it, of human rights or this. This is an issue of society, of our own base as a culture, as a people, irregardless of which community you come from. This is not acceptable. This is not agreeable.
So he's basically saying homosexuality is not agreeable. You've just said that you're kind of trying to thread the needle, that the law says one thing, but you respect everybody's rights. Will a Ruto administration crack down, like many other leaders in Africa, on the homosexual LGBTQ community? Or will you allow them their human rights and their civil rights?
I think on that subject, President Kenyatta was spot on. We do not want to create a mountain out of a molehill. This is not a big issue for the people of Kenya. When it becomes a big issue for the people of Kenya will make a choice. As it is now, we are grappling with 5 million young people who do not have jobs, 4 million people who are hungry, and that is my concern. That is the focus of the people of Kenya at the moment. When the issue you have discussed about homosexuality and the rights of LGBT will come, the people of Kenya will make a choice, and we will respect the choice of the people of Kenya. For now, Christiane Amanpo, let us focus on the real issues that affect our people.
As you know, Mr. President, with respect, these are real issues that affect so many people around the world. But we will hold you to what you said, and we'll come back to you if the situation requires it, which
no problem.
Probably it will.